Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
Are you Lord? Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eyes up so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness, so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
So when you look in Mark 11:22, some of these scriptures are basic scriptures in faith, so they will keep coming up. When
daddy
shares, it will keep coming up. When I share, it will keep coming up. When somebody shares, they will keep coming up. It says, and Jesus said to them, have faith in God. And the actual meaning there is have the faith of God. Or have the God kind of faith. So there is a God kind of faith. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul says, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He didn't say, I live by faith in the Son of God. He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That means that there is a kind of faith called the faith of the Son of God. And Paul says, that is the kind of faith Paul says, I live by. And that's where God wants all of us. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Hey, God will help us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what kind of faith are we talking about? This God kind of faith. This faith of the Son of God. What are the characteristics? What shows
that this is the
faith? Number one. And we have heard it before. It is the kind of faith that calls those things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. The Bible says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before whom he believed. Even God, or that is God, who quickeneth or gives life to the dead, and calls those things that be not as though they were. This is the God kind of faith. This is the faith of the Son of God. It is the kind of faith that calls those things that be not as though they were. So Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. But God said, "You are the father of many nations." It was, there was no evidence, nothing to show. But because God calls those things that, you see, that means that God says it has happened.
Physically,
it hasn't happened. That means that God says it is there. When physically, it is not there. So he says you have that baby, but physically, that baby is not there. He says you have that money, but physically, that money is not there. He says you were healed. You can feel the symptoms.
And so to me, think I will need to
do that is God's kind of
and no, ye nyankupon ni GDA.
And that is where he wants us to
and no, no, pese ye do some pepper.
That is where he wants us to
and when I pese ye do.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is why God can send an angel to Gideon.
And until I ready to me, swam above will be some called Gideon.
In Judges chapter 6,
I will tell my form 18.
Gideon was a very small guy.
Gideon, no, be a usha.
He says, I'm the least in my family. Nobody even considers
him.
He was suffering from inferiority complex. He was full of fear. But God sends the angel and says, you mighty man of
God.
What?
I'm
sure he looked.
This
morning God is talking to you.
And
he says you are a mighty man. That is what I am.
Or friend your ma anyone
as though they were.
She said the war.
I read about a man of God.
Yeah, ma make kind fine.
Who was in the bush somewhere? He went to hunt.
There
are some people they believe in hunting. So
be or
all kinds of things.
Bush.
And he was looking for a sparrow to kill.
Now pro
and carry home.
And I said, pro.
He waited, he did everything. Then I'm sure he just remembered something.
And okay, baby.
Then he says, sparrow. Because he remembered.
Okay,
that the God he says.
It's
the God who calls those things.
That
is not as though
the said the
God. Who said light be?
Was it high bra?
Light be.
A high bra.
And the light was. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So he says, sparrow.
Was it approved?
Before he realized.
And son and
sparrow was in front of him. Was
it, hey.
What a shock.
Hey.
The faith of the Son of God. May
GDA.
We all get there.
Yeah, in
we
will call
certain things.
Your friend
hey.
Is
Shadabam.
Bra. Now, Bem.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We are talking about God's kind of faith. It is the faith that speaks to problems and situations. Without watching out for the evidence. Not just speaking, we all can speak. But without checking for physical evidence, that means that the person believes so completely, is fully persuaded that he or she is not looking for evidence. Has the thing changed? When God said light be, after he even started looking somewhere, because he knew that when he said light,
let there be light.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that is what happened when Jesus cursed the fig tree. In fact, I can imagine him.
Yeah, to me,
as soon as he finished speaking, he was
like,
he didn't say, hey.
One cursed, hey.
Let's see, is there anything?
Yeah, yes, I
he knew
now
that what he has said
had
come to pass.
Ebem.
May we all get there. May we all get there. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes we feel a pain somewhere.
Maybe
in your stomach. In your leg. In your breast.
And say,
and then you say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you pain. Get out of my life. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that I'm healed. I give you glory that I'm healed. Then we start checking for the evidence. But the kind of faith we are talking about does not check for evidence. Because that faith knows and knows and knows. Once I have spoken, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So I'm not doing
I have spoken
to it. I'm going about my normal duty. And what happens is that as you go about your normal
duty,
because you believe that you're done, before you realize,
when
the things have vanished. And you see, a lot of times, you don't even realize when it's
in when. You just realize,
oh, I don't have that thing again. That is why some of us never share testimony. I don't
mean
like me, but I realize that some people don't share testimony because they don't even realize when the thing left.
They
left the moment you prayed or the moment you spoke. But it came in physical manifestation and you didn't even realize it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God's kind of faith. Amen. Is that kind of faith that Paul is talking about in Galatians
2:20?
The faith of the Son of God. He says, it is no longer I that live. He said, Christ liveth in me.
Was it Christ to me?
This kind of faith we are talking about is the kind of faith where literally Christ is living through you. His eyes are your eyes. When you look at something, like somebody said, looks at the phone and it's charged.
His eyes become your eyes.
He's living through you. You look at something and a change occurs. His ears become your ears. His hands become your hands. You put your hand on something and there is a change. Because it is the faith of the Son of God. It is no longer you who are living. Christ is living in you. Christ is living through you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that is the realm of miracles, signs, and wonders. And I pray for myself. And I pray for all of us. That we will get there. Can somebody say a big
amen?
The kind of faith that works, signs, and wonders. Job chapter 9 verse 10. The Bible says, which, talking about God, doeth great things past finding out. Yay! And wonders without number. This is God. And if we get to a level where we are operating in the faith of the Son of God, Christ to be living through us, we will see ourselves working wonders without number. And not that some of us sitting there and it's I know mommy is not talking to me. She's talking to some people, maybe the pastor. I am talking to you that your faith can grow to a level. Somebody walks into your home. The person has a situation. The person has a problem. The person has a sickness. You open your mouth and speak. And before the person leaves your house, the solution.
And no one knew ye ne crano. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Tell somebody your faith must grow.
Catch
your
business.
That is the God we serve. He is fearful in praises.
Praise the Lord.
As we add to the song. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That kind of faith.
You
know, there was a time Paul was preaching.
And
the Bible says he was preaching for long. It was like some all-night preaching. Can you imagine I'm preaching? Then 11. Then 12. Then 2. Then 4. And I'm still preaching. But Paul was so full of that. He was just preaching. And the Bible says there was a young man
called Eutychus. I think that's his name. He was sitting by the window.
Now what?
And as the word was going, he fell down.
Now what? Jim from an enam ne niachi and our guy. And our tissue film pumani no bashi from the woo.
So I'm sure the people say, hey, Apostle Paul, you see,
hey, Osmabu Paul, Osmabu Paul, what can Radia Samsa, Washe, Abrante, what
in from somebody?
What in from Adene?
They touched him. Ha! The guy is dead. Hey, Apostle Abrante,
who are tear chef, Yabrosansu.
But this man, Paul,
Sashmafo Paul,
who says, I live by the faith of God.
Or me nam a year and Yankupobani GD and a Bobra.
I am not the one that liveth.
And Yamina me Bobrano, a Christian and Ammu Yejuma.
He walked down there.
Or Nante from Sani Abrosino.
The boy was.
Echo baby and Abrante
from the dead.
Now, Pamni Pejani
and Nipro. To the room.
Now, for what in the court.
Continue preaching.
Or didn't call them or Santo Asukan Radiasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't like, oh.
And yes, hey, Abrante, Asamaba, hey, much to be better, Debbie, where Miss Asa.
Get up!
Was it sorry where yes, please,
and come and continue here. Let's have
it, Nancy, and not Natia Radiasem.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
May we all get there.
Yeah,
may I am praying that my faith level will get there. I am growing in my faith, but I am praying that it will get there.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Last Friday, I heard about a young man's death.
If you had a young mama, Etia Branche, be who?
Now, yeah, yeah, mama, yeah. Man's faith must get there.
I was sending Pajidia do Pemben Sumi.
Paul
Pajan says, sorry. Sorry.
And then he rises.
No, I'm sorry.
May all of us have faith get
there.
Where God will say that this guy should not die now. Go and raise him from the dead. And we will
not
look and say, hey, Lord, me.
Yeah, cause I rather me did the echo.
Hey, Lord,
rather me.
You.
Me.
Can somebody say a big amen?
Amen.
We want to close by talking briefly about how to grow in our faith. We have said that God has given all of us a measure. And it is his plan that that should grow to the point of Jesus
Christ.
Or the God kind of faith. So how do we grow our faith? How do you build your faith? Two things. Now, when you were in primary school, I don't know if they taught you, but me, they taught me.
Your primary school, you didn't see a
chance. That children grow by two ways. Something, they do something, and then they grow. Does anybody know? If you have a baby, a child, growing, what must a child do to grow? Number one, eat.
Child,
you must give the child food. The second one. Sleep.
I was all that.
And any other? For me, the two they taught me. That's what God brought to mind when I was preparing. Is that the child must exercise.
I was saying about Fran, you eat
and you exercise.
Now we will treat you.
So in our villages, when you see an old lady bathing a baby.
So a year a baby. Oh, Jerry, Totofio and Abofrebia, Obesuaman.
The child is. I remember there somebody tried doing that for. I can't remember what happened. I think you said she shouldn't come again.
Obi esobe obi jari eja eni enapa eja hu se de ekono ye mpa sembia we jari ba ko a eye.
Hallelujah. But they believe that the child must eat, but the child must also exercise.
I was sabo fran wo didi na emo so tete ni mpo.
Yes, the child must also sleep. You must rest.
I was sabo fran so water on home ne hu ohome e wa radi mu.
But I'm focusing on feeding and exercise.
Nemo mi ye ma me twa dwe si edidi e ni wo tete wu pum. Wo didi na wo tete wu pum.
You see, to build your muscles,
so per se, unya ahwade anase oni pedu ya ne hihye kama.
You need to eat. Those who do bodybuilding, they
eat. One epeja na de ne odidi pa.
But if you are just eating.
Name on what you are say they be out here
for shit out here.
Obey kesi obey doris
ade. The muscle tissue will be coming.
Obey doris ade
sa. But it will be flabby.
Name on obey doris a chese
ahwade. But for it to really grow strong.
Name on per se unya ahwade pa.
And be built up.
Now ba.
You have to go and do something. You have to go and do something. So that You are not just growing,
Sebe,
you are also growing strong.
Unyini,
I remember one of our sons, I'll tell you who it is.
Yeah,
but decided baku, to go to the gym.
Baku ye na jwin se.
He went on day one. He went on day two. I think he went on day three. But he realized that.
I want to know who
he can't lift his hand.
Se unye bida. Ube unsa uha untumi miye unsem. Use untumi miye.
The pain he couldn't sleep.
I want to know who said enye bete sano untumi na.
But you see,
no,
if
say,
you want your faith to grow,
obey our body,
you must feed your faith.
Oh yeah, our body,
amen. You must feed your faith.
I was so GD woman if
you must exercise your faith.
Now so do GDA Juma.
Somebody say feed your faith.
Mao GD man
and exercise your faith.
Never GDA Juma.
Feed your faith.
Mao GDA
and exercise your faith.
Never GDA Juma.
Now when we talk about feeding your faith, we are talking about feeding on the word of God. Every one of us by now knows Romans chapter 10, verse 17. On your marks. Ready. Go. So then, faith cometh.
Those are the back. One word, we
so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more we take in the word of God, the more we are feeding our faith. As you are hearing me right now, you are feeding your faith. When you take the Bible and you read, you are feeding your faith. When you take time and study, you look at it more carefully. You are feeding your faith. But when you take time to meditate on what you
are
reading, you think about it over and over again. You say it to yourself over and over again. By the stripes of Jesus.
Me nam Yesu Kristo ne mantam pe mu manya maya isa.
Yesu
Kristo fa me yare wane me how ina.
What does this mean?
Na se che sen.
It says himself.
Was one ankasa.
So is Jesus
it
himself.
It Yesu Kristo ankasa.
Not somebody else.
Eye ni pafofro.
Himself.
One ankasa.
If it's Jesus,
it is Jesus Christ on the fire.
Nobody can take it from
let
him.
Let us obey and to be
then
different.
Then he cannot come back to me.
And to be in some moment.
Oh, he took.
What fire?
He took.
What fire?
So you are thinking about the
word.
You are meditating on it. You are saying it to yourself.
Oh,
you are feeding your faith.
Oh, the GDN. Oh, man, if you know, yes,
your faith is growing.
GDN.
Your faith is growing. Your faith is growing.
GDN.
And the interesting thing is that.
Now,
GDN,
can you say?
When we say hearing by the word of God,
say,
most of the time we think about somebody saying, preaching
say,
and we hear. But you yourself must hear your own voice speaking the word of God. Come by hearing. And keep hearing it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because you feed on the word. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Do you know that unbelief, doubt, and fear also can come by hearing? That is why we must hear the word of God instead. There are times you hear somebody saying something. Look, some friends, maybe they should become hello, hello. But you shouldn't entertain them too much around you. Because every time they come, it's negative news.
Have you heard what?
This one,
yes, yes,
he was driving to Accra.
Now, cash
and
con,
and he had an accident.
And one and a type,
and he did not even stop there.
And a car, and
the arm came off.
And an insert,
and
then
two,
and an nine,
and then you are listening.
And now, shoot here.
Have you heard? This what person got sick.
Or so where you are here.
They said his head became
yes,
very big. The eyes too were protruding.
Then so he saw a pie.
The ears cry
now come.
And then you are listening.
Now shoot here.
What happens is that.
Yes, they say.
You are allowing fear and unbelief to come into your heart. Because next time you are driving somewhere, you may start thinking about what the person said.
Now,
he was driving.
Now,
he's same Accra Road.
Yes, it's so.
Yes, you will do Konongo Honanos. Hey, Miss May Ben Konongo.
Exactly. Exactly.
May Ben Ho.
Exactly. Thank yes, you very much. Then you keep imagining things.
Now go so dream home.
Hey, they said this person had this disease.
Yes, when you say
hey, now he's in bed, he's paralyzed.
What the whole to me nante?
How did this start? Then you'll be asking questions.
Now we saw kind of a person shall see a wood in the
home. First she said her waist. Was
in
then later she said her head.
Was in half, was in half.
So the day your waist begins to pain
you say
hey. You said hey. Then your head followed.
No,
hey!
Was, hey, at the end of the day,
and then you begin. It happens to all of us.
Yeah, 2 years
now. And you have to resist it.
Now they will say, "Mr. Kwan, we yes Christ will demo."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanubo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.